News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has received the backing of Nancy Pelosi, as other key Democrats line up to endorse her now as the new leading Democratic candidate for president. And Mike Trujillo, a Democratic political strategist, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Mike. Are you someone who's personally happy to see Kamala Harris lead the Democrats into the presidential election?
Absolutely. I think she's more than qualified to take the mantle from President Joe Biden and be our nominee and defeat Trump this November.
Okay. Trump was obviously, and his campaign was happy, we would probably hazard a guess, that to go up against Joe Biden. Do you think Kamala Harris is a different prospect for him in terms of youth and energy and all of that?
Absolutely. I think we're seeing the proof in the pudding now. Kamala Harris has raised approximately $100 million in the last day or two because of the excitement her candidacy has produced. We're getting thousands upon thousands of Americans wanting to volunteer for Kamala Harris. We're seeing the Republican Party and Donald Trump not exactly know how to respond to her, since their entire campaign was geared to go up against Joe Biden. I'm sure they'll self-correct eventually, but right now the momentum is with the Democratic Party and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Okay. It would appear that Barack Obama has not gone as far as to fully endorse her. Why do you think that might be?
I think that's tactical. I think the day President Obama endorses Kamala Harris, that will be the headline in every newspaper in America. And so right now, we don't need him right now. I think if he waited a few days or even a few weeks, so that way when he endorses, it's another way to stop any potential momentum that Donald Trump would get with President Obama's endorsement. So it's more of a strategic reason why, not because he doesn't support Kamala. He absolutely does.
Okay. Kamala Harris, her ratings up until now haven't necessarily been particularly good. Is that going to be an issue for her? And also, it would appear that the Republicans are hitting her with, I suppose, the tag that she did little to push Joe Biden on his health issues.
Well, I think, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, had her own office in the White House. She had her own agenda. And so in terms of like what she knew about President Biden not running, I think she was just as surprised when she got the call. Up until that moment, she was a loyal vice president and took her assignments from the White House and did everything they asked. But no, I think Kamala Harris is going to be free to campaign on the positive impacts of the Biden White House, but also present a new future for America and a new set of policy goals for our country.
I presume you quite like the way it's being pitched as the felon versus the prosecutor.
Yeah, well, you know, last time Donald Trump had to face a prosecutor, he went home with 34 felonies on his, convicted. He came home with a convicted felon with 34 felonies. So I don't know that he likes going up against prosecutors, whether it's a debate or seeing him in the courtroom.
Candidates for vice president, are there front runners at the moment?
So right now, I think most folks believe there are three governors and one U.S. senator that Kamala's team is primarily looking at. Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Governor Cooper of North Carolina, and Governor Beshear of Kentucky, along with our senator from Arizona, who was a former NASA astronaut and whose wife is Gabby Giffords, former congresswoman, who was almost assassinated and got shot in the head and has since, you know, recovered from that. So Senator Mark Kelly would be an amazing addition to the campaign as well if they so choose him from Arizona.
Okay. And is among that group of four, is there a front runner? I mean, Pennsylvania, obviously a very important swing state.
I think all of them have their strengths. I think, you know, former Attorney General Eric Holder will be leading the vetting operation to see, you know, to make sure that their positions and statements and anything they've done in their personal life, you know, matches up with Kamala and what she needs going forward as her VP. I also suspect they'll be doing some polling to see which of the four give us the strongest ticket going forward against Donald Trump.
Okay. And lastly, Mike, when will we know, when will whoever, most likely currently Kamala Harris, obviously, but when will we know who has officially become the Democratic nominee now?
Well, we know that right now, Kamala is the presumptive nominee. She got enough delegates a few hours ago to pledge their votes for her. There'll be a virtual roll call from the DNC in a few weeks, and that's where it officially happened, where Kamala is the nominee. As for presenting, you know, who her vice president is, it'll be around that same time because they're going to have to, you know, nominate and vote for the new vice president on our ticket. So we'll probably know within a week or two who's on the ticket with Kamala Harris, and we'll go forward from there before our convention even starts.
Mike Trujillo, Democratic political strategist, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.